Radio 2 is as pleased as a prince with a proper job to present Hoodwinks, starring Roy Hudd, with Denise Coffey, Chris Emmett, Fred Harris, and David Goodison. This week,
Tom Smollett's School Days.
Excuse me, Melissa. Just getting the... I'm sorry.
I wish you wouldn't do that at the breakfast table. It's bad manners.
What is?
Reaching for the marmalade when I'm cutting my toenails. Look, you crushed my arm. I've done it wrong.
Sorry, dear.
Anyway, get your skates on. It's time you were taking our little toddler to school.
Oh, do I have to take him, Melissa?
Of course you have. You don't expect him to go on his own, do you?
Well, he is 15 years old now, Melissa.
I don't care. I don't want anyone running off with my child.
Melissa, he's 6'6" and built like a barn.
He can't help it if he's got nothing but straw in his loft, can he? Now...
Morning, Mum. Morning, Dad.
Morning, son.
Here's a present for you, Mum. Merry Christmas.
What?
I hope you like it. It's a Battlestar Galactic space station that transforms into a set of heated rollers.
Ooh, that's very nice, son, but it's not Christmas.
Hey?
What on earth makes you think it's Christmas?
Well, 'cause last night I heard your bed squeaking like it does every Christmas.
Oh. No, that wasn't the bed, son, no.
It was those tight leather boots I wear now and again.
Yes, that's right.
Oh. Happy birthday, Dad.
Yes, well, let's get you off to school then, shall we?
Say goodbye to Grandad, son.
Yeah, I'm off, Grandad.
What?
I said I'm off, Grandad.
Oh, good luck, son, and don't forget to give those German Nazis some stick. Give him hell.
No, Grandad, you've got it wrong. He's going to school.
Oh, I thought he was going to the Spanish hotel for his holidays. I'm sorry. Well, goodbye, young Tom.
Oh, Grandad, I wish you wouldn't call him young Tom.
Why not?
Because his name's Tarqueen, that's why.
Tarqueen?
Hmm.
Sounds like something they put in our tea during the war.
That was saccharine, wasn't it, Gramps?
You weren't stationed in Bangkok, were you, son?
Will you get him off to school? I've got lots to do.
Yes, come on, son, come on.
You're coming, Dad. Bye, Mum. Bye, Granddad.
Bye, son.
Ah, so young Tom's off to school, eh? The ivy-covered cloisters of academia. How well I remember, as if it was only yesterday, when I first set eyes on my alma mater.
Well, here we are, young Tom. Look, St. Grafton's boarding school for the sons of remarkably irresponsible parents. Out you get.
Yes, get out! You're going to enjoy it here, young Tom! Oh, please, stepfather, don't leave me here. I don't like it.
Nonsense, young Tom. You heard what your mother said. You'll enjoy it.
She's not my mother. She's a painted trollop you picked up in Pimlico after you put my real mother in the workhouse.
What? Why, you ungrateful little brat!
Now, leave this to me, Valspar. The boy's upset. He needs some affectionate encouragement. Now, young Tom, are you going to pick up your valise and enter those gates, or am I going to hit you with this iron bar? It's up to you, son.
Please, stepfather, I want to go to an ordinary state school where I can learn about Karl Marx and play football with girls. I don't want to board out.
Tom, it's only for 15 years, and I promise you we'll come and visit every 15 years or so. Now, I can't say fairer than that, can I? Valspar. That's a damn good idea. Drive up an extra half crown if you can get us to our favourite drinking den within the hour.
Is that the one where a man can fill his gut with ale and satisfy his drunken lust on a well-built wench, eh? And a woman can swill gin and be pleasured by a willing toy boy.
That's the one.
House of Commons bar it is, then, sir. G.F.S.
Bye, young Tom. See you in 15 years.
I stood there watching the carriage trundle away into the distance, taking with it my stepfather and my post office savings book, which he promised to look after until it was empty. The first time in my life I felt unwanted and abandoned, like a Fiat Uno on a cold morning. I was about to turn and run away to Australia when a man appeared at the gate.
Can I be of assistance, young master?
I assumed he was the school porter, because he was wearing one of those hats with school porter written on the front. He was a short, stiff person with a wax moustache and the disciplined countenance of a retired sergeant major. A retirement obviously brought on by the fact that both of his arms were missing. Probably as a result of some disastrous campaign in India or the Sudan. Not wanting to appear insensitive, I pretended not to notice his disability.
I said, can I be of assistance, young master?
Yes. Can you direct me to the empty sleeves office?
The what, sir?
I'm sorry, I mean the headmaster's office. Can you point the way? Oh, no, I mean show me where...
I know what you mean, young sir, and don't worry, I've heard all the jokes about my empty sleeves a million times before.
You mean there's no arm in it?
No arm in it. Oh, bless me, sir, that's a new one I haven't heard before. Now, sir, you'll be...
Smollett. Tom Smollett.
Pleased to meet you, young Tom. I'm Juggins, head porter and school handyman. Anything I can do for you, anything at all, just ask yours truly.
Anything?
Apart from sweeping your room, sir, I'm not kidding you, those broom handles don't half make your eyes water.
Oh, yes, well, where's the...
Right, sir, the head study is what you'll be wanting. It's through that door over there, then turn left and straight down the corridor.
Smollett, you say?
Yes, sir. Tom Smollett.
Tell me, Smollett, how long have you been with us now at St. Grafton's?
About 5 minutes, sir.
5 minutes. 5 minutes, Smollett. And in all that time, I've never had occasion to take down your trousers and spank your bottom, have I?
Spank my bottom, sir?
Oh, well, if you insist, Smollett, I'll just run out.
No, I mean, I don't understand.
There's one thing you must understand right from the start. Step out of line just once. And before you know what's happening, your trousers will be dying and your bottom will be spanked until it is as red as a tart's toenails. Have you got that?
I won't cause any trouble, sir.
What a pity. Now, any questions?
I was wondering where all the other pupils are.
If it's any of your business, they're all out on a cross-country run. But don't worry, we'll catch the little swine and bring them back. Yes, a healthy mind is a healthy bottom. That's the standing order at St. Grafton's. Now, I want you to report to Weasel, the head boy. He needs a new fag now that young Tolly's in hospital.
Hospital?
Yes, stupid boy. He tied himself between two carriage horses and they galloped off in opposite directions.
Oh, dear. Which hospital is he in?
St. Bartholomew's and Great Ormond Street. Right. Now get out and report to Weasel.
Stop it, you rotters. Let me go.
Lie down, you whimpering little chamber pot.
The arm's about ready, Weasel.
Good. Pass it here, Jarvis.
Weasel, you aren't going to brand me with that red-hot iron, are you?
Well, I don't see any cows in here, do you, Pendleton? Now, unless you confess.
Confess what? What am I supposed to have done?
Pimply, tell him what he's done.
Well, I don't know exactly, Weasel. Jarvis, you tell him what he's done.
I don't know. I thought you knew.
No, I haven't a clue. What has he done, Weasel?
Well, I don't know, do I? I thought you two knew.
No.
Well, he must have done something. I mean, dash it all, what's he doing here?
I came to pin up the new class rosters, that's all.
Oh, yes. And who gave you permission to do that, sick bag face?
I don't need permission, Weasel. After all, I am the deputy headmaster. Now, let me go.
No, let him go, Pimply. His obsequious blubbering is beginning to make me puke. Get out, Pendleton, and the next time you don't do anything, you won't find me so charitable. Righto, chaps, who's for peas putting in a jar of ale down at the old Dog and Duck? Hello, and what have we here?
Smollett, Tom Smollett.
Yes, and what do you want, you dwarfish little heap of farmyard manure?
The head says I've to be your new fag.
Oh, he did he? Well, for one thing, hyena breath, we don't call them fags around here. We call them reptile excrement. And for another thing, I'm very particular about who I choose to do my reptile excrementing. Very particular indeed.
Oh.
Have you got any money?
I've got 2 guineas.
Congratulations, Smollett. You're my new reptile excrement. And you can start right now by completely redecorating this room.
All of it?
Ceilings, walls, woodwork, new curtains, quilts, and cushion covers. And I want the whole lot tastefully harmonized in Laura Ashley materials. You got that?
Well, yes. But where are the materials?
You've got 2 guineas, haven't you, Blamonchhead? Go out and buy them. Do a good job, Smollett, and tonight I'll toast some muffins, and maybe, just maybe,
I'll let you lick the melted butter off my chin. And that's something I don't normally let pigs do.
At night, cold and hungry, I lay awake in the dark dormitory, reflecting on the events of the unhappiest day of my life. I'd met a headmaster who was a raving lunatic. I'd been bullied by a cruel monster. Perhaps the thing that really annoyed me, I'd gone and bought one roll of wallpaper too many. The next few days were a living hell. My only respite from the torture was during the precious time I was allowed to get some sleep. 4 hours a night every alternate Thursday. One night, just after slumping into my bed, I heard the sound of footsteps and the door creaked slowly open.
Are you awake, Master Tom?
It was Mr. Juggins, the school porter.
Over here, Juggins.
I brought you a mug of cocoa and a toasted muffin. Thought they might cheer you up a bit.
Oh, thank you, Juggins.
I reached for the tray, which was precariously balanced on his head. I was too hungry to figure out how he put it up there in the first place.
I heard you screaming again this evening, Tom.
Screaming? Oh, it was nothing really. Just Weasel hitting me with a mallet.
That Weasel, I swear, Tom, if I still had a pair of arms, I'd kick his rotten head in, so help me. But fancy hitting you with a mallet. Any injuries?
I think he sprained his wrist, I'm not sure.
You've got a stout heart, young Tom, and there's a fact. That said, mind, boarding schools are no place for young flapperlings. No, shavers like you ought to be living at home with their parents.
Juggins, did you board out when you were a boy?
Bless me, no, Master Tom. No. I learnt my 4 hours at the local Catholic missionary school.
4 hours?
Reading, writing, arithmetic and rhythm method. Yes, happy days, especially in the rhythm method class.
I wish I were there instead of this place. I hate it.
St. Grafton's isn't what it used to be, Tom. It's as though we're all living on a time bomb. And I blame that head boy Weasel and his cronies. They've terrorised this place until everyone's afraid of their own shadow, even the staff.
But why doesn't the head do something?
Mr. Hardnut's changed as well, Tom. He used to be like a favourite uncle to the boys. Never punish anyone unless it was absolutely necessary, and even then it was only a clip round the ear with a cricket bat, but no. No, I'm afraid he's gone round the twist.
Round the twist?
I think he's snapped under the strain. The strain of being blackmailed by Weasel.
Oh, blackmailed?
I may be wrong, but I think Weasel's got something on the headmaster. Something that could ruin his career. That's why Weasel has such a free rein.
Gosh, I'd like to teach that Weasel a lesson. Give him a beating he'd never forget.
Wouldn't we all, Master Tom?
Juggins, I don't suppose you could... Oh, no, it doesn't matter.
Don't suppose I could what, Tom?
No, forget it.
No, go on, Tom, go on, say what you were going to say,
I was going to say, I don't suppose you could give me a few boxing lessons, but I wasn't thinking, I'm sorry.
Oh, I see, I wish I could, Tom, but as you can appreciate, my old legs aren't what they were, you know. Although? I'd give anything in the world to see that Weasel get his comeuppance.
Then you'll do it, Juggins, you'll teach me how to box.
Don't lush or blow me, britches. I'll do it, young Tom. I'll do it.
Oh, Mr. Juggins!
But it won't be no picnic, son. You'll have to run until your feet are like raw lumps of liver and your heartbeat sounds like a Salvation Army drum. Pump the iron until every sinew in your body begs for mercy. Pummel the punch bag until your fists are as hard as two jackhammers. You'll have to eat fire, spit needles, and sweat blood. Buckets of blood. You only get one shot, kid. So what do you say?
There's quite a lot involved then, isn't there? But I'll do it, Mr. Juggins. I'll do it.
That's my boy, champ. And you can drop the Mr. Juggins, son. From now on, you can call me Mickey. Oh, and one last word of advice. A good fighter is a hungry fighter.
Yes?
Yes, so give me that muffin back. We can't have you eating rubbish like that. Come on.
Weasel!
Headmaster!
Ah, come right in, Weasel, my dear fellow. Come here, sit in my chair, put your feet up, help yourself to a cigar there, let me light it for you.
Now quit stalling, you sycophantic punk. Have you got it?
Look, Weasel, it's more than my...
I said, have you got it?
Oh, very well. Here you are.
a copy of next week's English exam paper.
Ah, excellent. Yes, you've gone and done well, Hartnett.
Yes, I've written the answers on the back, like you said.
Yes, even more better. Well?
Well, what?
Well, clean my shoes while I'm reading the exam, you idle bag of sperm whale blubber. Oh,
of course, Weasel, I'm sorry.
Yes, now I see. Question one. What has four legs and flies? Answer, two pairs of men's trousers.
You know, if the school governors find out about this, Weasel, I'll be for the chop.
Yes, and what do you think they'd do if I show them the photos, Hartnett, eh? The photos I took of you on the school nature ramble?
I tell you, Weasel, I was only giving that sheep artificial respiration.
At that end?
I'm innocent, I tell you.
Now, look, if you don't stop whinging, Hartnett, I'll stick your head in a huge vice, and I'll squeeze it out of all human proportions until you look like... until you look like Paul Daniels. Now just shut up.
Of course, anachronisms hadn't been discovered in those days, so it was perfectly acceptable to use them. In the days that followed, my mind was preoccupied with the fight game, and the late nights, were spent training secretly in the gym.
Work at it, chumps. Go on, get rough, get tough. Get me. On the toes, on the toes. You're not a bum, Tommy, you're a fighter. Come on, I want to see those feet dancing, dancing. If you ain't got the legs, you ain't got the game. There goes, chumps, that's enough for the night. That's enough.
Phew! Am I ready for the weasel yet, Mickey?
Can you eat 3 Weetabix?
No.
Then you ain't ready yet, kid. But it's coming along, it's coming along.
Hello. Oh. Hello. I thought I could smell something foul. What's going on here, then?
On my word, Weasel, I do believe the young toad is taking secret ballet lessons.
Yes, it'll be a long time before he can fill new rare tights, if you get my inference, pimply old chap.
Are you here to see me, Weasel?
See you? Why would I come here to see you when I've got a picture of the Venus de Milo in my room I can look at whenever I want?
Why, you cruel heart!
No, Tom, no. 3 Weetabix, remember. Come on, I'll take you back to the...
Yes, you can go, Juggins, but this brat stays. He's about to join us in a little physical exercise, starting with me and Pimply jumping up and down on the trampoline.
What do I do?
Nothing, Smollett. You're the trampoline.
Look, Weasel, you've clearly been drinking. Why don't you...
Look, if you don't clear off, Juggins, I swear the next time there's an electrical storm, I'll stick a metal spike in your head and I'll tie you to the church weather vane. Now push off. Get the trampoline ready, Pimply, will you?
Yes, sir, Weasel, old chap.
Look out there, you brute!
As a result of that beating, I spent the next few days, gorgeous, carefree, happy days, lying in traction in the school infirmary.
Sorry, my turn.
Tom.
Yes, Doctor?
Tom, I'm afraid I've got some bad news.
Bad news, Doctor?
Yes, we've done some tests, and I'm sorry, Tom, but you're perfectly fit, and you'll have to go back to school again.
Oh.
The next day, the nightmare started all over again.
Reptile excrement!
Yes, I'm here, Weasel.
Yes, come in, sewer rat, and close the door behind you.
But can't it wait, Weasel? I'm already late for French.
I said, entrez et fermez la porte. Est-ce que vous deaf or quelque chose?
What?
Now, look, take this envelope down to the Dog and Duck and hand it over in person to the landlord, Mr. Bumbledick. Have you got that?
Yes, Weasel.
In person, mind you. Now, get along.
I didn't want to miss the French lesson, so I stuck a stamp on the envelope and posted it. In those days, they used horse-drawn mail coaches. So, unlike today, the letter was guaranteed to be there the next morning. Feeling pleased at my ingenuity and the working in of a rather nice topical gag, I jogged off to the classroom.
Ah, Pimply. Is that the evening paper you're reading?
Yes, Weasel, and guess what? They've banned criminals and lunatics from voting in general elections.
Well, then I'll wager we'll never see another Liberal government in our lifetime, Pimply. Thank God. Now, let's see, where are the racing results? Ah, yes. Yes! Yes! Pimply, crack open a bottle of Bollinger, my dear chap. I've won a fortune on the Gee-Gees.
Well, here, Weasel, how much? How much?
Well, I make it £6.10.
Oh, wizard prank, old chap.
I'm going to spend. Get your coat on, Pimply.
Where are we going?
To the Dog and Duck to collect my winnings from Mr. Bumblebee. I wonder if they can get Linda Lusardi to present the show.
Have you ever had that odd feeling that very soon you're going to have your skull smashed open with an axe? Or your heart ripped out with a grappling iron? Well, that's the feeling I had all day, and for the life of me, I couldn't think why. It was still on my mind that night, as I blew out the candle and climbed into bed.
Smollett! Smollett! Oh, there you are, you festering, gangrenous boil!
It was Weasel. And something told me he wasn't here to kiss me goodnight.
Mr. Hardnut! Mr. Hardnut!
Oh, bless me. Such a commotion, Mr. Juggins. What's the matter?
Forget the headmaster, Mrs. Candlewick. Young Tom's in serious trouble.
Why, what?
Do as I say, woman, or there'll be murder in this school tonight.
But the headmaster's gone, Mr. Juggins.
Gone?
Yes, they've just taken him away to Newgate Loony Bin, poor soul. He tried to commit suicide by spanking his own bottom to death.
Is he all right?
Yes, but he'll never be able to drive his carriage down a cobbled street again. You know, I blame that weasel and those photographs for all this bother.
Photographs?
Oh, yes. Come in, Mr. Juggins. I'll tell you all about it.
Smollett, did you or did you not give that envelope to Mr. Bumbledick at the Dog and Duck?
Well,
come on, awful brain, answer me.
Well, I didn't think it was urgent, so I posted it.
You did what?
Look, if you're worried about the stamp, I'll pay for it.
Oh, yes, you'll pay for it, Smollett. You'll pay for it with your life. That envelope contained a sixpenny Yankee for today's meeting at Newmarket, and Mr. Bumbledick never got the bet. Because you posted it.
Sorry, Weasel. I thought...
Shut up.
Weasel, I brought the axe, the piano wire, and the grappling iron.
Right, grab his legs, Pimply. We'll deal with him in the boiler room. Then we can burn his corpse in the furnace.
Steady on, Weasel. Don't you think that's going a bit too far?
Oh, nonsense. The boiler room's just across the quadrangle. It's not far at all. Come on.
Let it go, you brute. Let it go.
Leave that boiler alone, Weasel.
No. Why is it that some people have always got to interfere in other people's private murders? What do you want, Juggins?
A proposition, Weasel. I hear tell you're a gambling man.
Yes, what of it?
Well, I'm prepared to bet you 100 guineas that you can't beat young Tom here in a fair fight.
Very well, accept the challenge.
A fair fight, mind.
Oh, naturally. By the way, you're purely academic, of course, but what if...
If you lose, Weasel, you hand over the photos of Mr. Hardnut and you leave St. Grafton's forever. Agreed?
So, you have my word as a gentleman.
Good.
Now, as it was you who set the terms, tradition allows me the choice of weapons.
What?
And I choose swords.
Swords? But I've been learning how to box for the past 6 months.
Oh, dear. What a pity.
Oh.
Still, you know what they say, Smollett. If you can't use a sword, bring plenty of bandages.
The boy won't stand a chance, Weasel. Everyone knows you're an excellent swordsman.
Yes, you should have thought of that when you struck the wager, my dear chap.
You know you're a filthy, cowardly, louse-ridden rat.
Yes, I do know, as a matter of fact. I've already seen my school report. Now, shall we say, in the gym at dawn, and the first to draw blood, oodles and oodles of blood, wins the contest. Until tomorrow, then, gentlemen. Good night.
Mr. Juggins, I can't use a sword. What am I going to do? I mean, do you think I've got a chance?
I'll tell you in a minute, Tom, just as soon as I've written out this check for 100 guineas.
Then you don't think much of my chances.
As I see it, young Tom, there are only two options open to you. You can either pack your things and get out of here tonight.
Or
don't bother packing, just get out right now.
Well, go on, Grandad.
What?
Well, what happened? What did you do?
What could I do, Melissa? I packed my things and scarpered.
Scarpered? Oh, Grandad, I thought you were going to say you went to the gym and crossed swords with that rat Weasel.
I may be a Smollett, Melissa, but I'm not completely stupid. Oh, I ran away and managed to get a place at that Catholic mission school Juggins told me about.
To learn the four R's?
Yes, well, one of them anyway, you see. You see, Melissa, St. Grafton's was no good for me. I reckon any school that makes an animal like Weasel the head boy is finished as a decent place of learning. Mm. No, a head boy has got to set an example for others to follow. He's got to exhibit all the upstanding qualities of dignity, leadership and intelligence that reflect the standards of the school. You see, Melissa, the head boy is the school.
Hello, Mum. Hello, Granddad.
Hello, son. Have you had a good day at school?
Oh, no. This morning it was horrible. We was doing history and it's just not fair.
Not fair?
No, they kept asking me about things that happened before I was even born. It's not fair, Mum.
God help us. You know, Melissa, if only they could find a compatible monkey, we could get that lad a brain transplant.
Oh, shut up, Grandad. Tarquin, if you don't like that comprehensive school, then we'll send you to a private one.
Oh, no, Mum. The comprehensive school's a very good school. I like it, because especially what happened to me this afternoon.
What's that?
They made me head boy.
You've been listening to Hoodwinks, starring Roy Hard as Mr. Quelch and Denise Coffey, Chris Emmett, Fred Harris and David Goodison as Billy Bunter. The curriculum was written by Laurie Rowley and the entire exam was supervised by our producer, Jonathan James Moore.
Dad, what happened to the headmaster?
Oh, Mr. Hardnut made a complete recovery. Then he emigrated to the jungles of Paraguay, where he founded a new religion based on the theory that when you die, you float up to heaven on a large, white, fluffy bottom with red marks across it.
And Mr. Juggins, the porter?
Juggins did well. Yes, he got a job with the government, DHSS, handing out money to the poor and needy.
And what happened to that dirty rat Weasel?
Now, you won't believe this, Melissa, but when the 1418 war broke out, Weasel was the very first volunteer to join up in the army.
Oh.
Mind you, it was the German army, but... Then I heard he was killed on the Somme, you know. Completely unarmed, he stood his ground until he was mown down in a hail of bullets.
A machine gun?
No, a firing squad. He was shot for desertion.
Serves him right. Come on, I'll get your tea.